CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China's central authorities are issuing a pledge to deal with back wages for migrant workers. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has made the promise at a meeting of the State Council. Authorities are promising inspection tours, while at the same time promising that local officials will be held accountable for not cracking down on companies which don't pay their employees. Meanwhile, the State Council has also moved to try to address food and drug safety issues. Chinese officials are calling for improved national standards for medicine, medical equipment, and cosmetics. China has reiterated its firm opposition to the deployment of a U.S. anti-missile defense system in South Korea. The response comes as U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis reaffirmed the deployment of the THAAD anti-missile system in South Korea. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang says the move by the United States and South Korea will harm the strategic security interests of countries in the region. The spokesperson also urged the two countries to stop the deployment process. The People's Bank of China has hiked the interest rates for 1-, 2-, and 4-week repos. Banks are now going to have to pay 2.35% for their refinancing. Banks replenish their funds through the central bank on a regular basis through repos. The increase is not expected to impact bank customers. Chinese railways carried a record number of passengers during the Lunar New Year holiday. The total fell just slightly short of 52 million passengers during the seven-day period, and China Railways says this is 8.8% more than last year. A single-day record was set on Thursday, the final day of the week-long holiday, with nearly 11 million trips. However, the travel rush will continue for several days, and China Railway is predicting today's traffic will also be in the range of around 11 million trips. Municipal authorities in Beijing have issued a blue alert for heavy air pollution with a new round of smog engulfing the city. Forecasters are predicting the smog will linger until later on this Saturday with a frontal system due to roll in later on this evening. Blue is the lowest on the four-tier color-coded warning system. The AQI in Beijing could still range between 200 and 300 through this Saturday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is said to be deeply concerned about a recent escalation of violence in eastern Ukraine. Guterres is calling for all involved to adhere to a ceasefire and allow for humanitarian aid to get in. The UN Human Rights Office says at least 7 people have been killed in shelling over the past week. Both sides are blaming one another for the uptick in violence. Fighting in eastern Ukraine has been taking place over the past 3 years. European leaders have punched out a new agreement to try to stem the flow of migrants through the central Mediterranean. The deal has been finalized as part of a summit in Malta. EU leaders have agreed on a package of measures that will help the European Union better manage immigration flows out of northern Africa. Under the agreement, priorities will be given to training and support the Libyan Coast Guard. 200 million euros are being set aside to deal with the migration-related projects connected to Libya. Since the ouster of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, Libya has become a major transit point for people hoping to migrate to Europe. Italy's island of Lampedusa, to the west of Malta, is only around 120 kilometers off the northern African coast. Hundreds die every year attempting to make the crossing. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a review of banking regulations introduced after the 2008 financial crisis. Trump pledged during his campaign to replace Dodd-Frank. This is legislation which was passed under the Obama administration to increase capital requirements for banks and also limited their ability to invest their clients' money. Under the new executive order, a 180-day delay has also been put into effect on the fiduciary rule for brokers offering retirement advice. This rule requires brokers to act as fiduciaries or in their clients' best interests when advising them about retirement plans. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.